Welcome to the Powerlifting and Power Ballads podcast, where we bring you a weekly dose of powerlifting news, tips, and training advice with a touch of 80s rock ballads. This podcast is presented by Team Roar Powerlifting, your source of the most comprehensive coaching and meet day preparation. Here are your hosts, Josh Rohr and Laura Sturm.
Welcome to episode 167. How are you, Josh Rohr?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Cool.
What's going on?
I was going to ask you that, but not much on my end, but some of the things that are going on nationally, high school nationals happened this past weekend in Louisiana. I was not there, but from everything I've heard and seen, it was a really good, meet. They had 791 lifters actually compete, which is crazy because nowadays you hear less than 1,000. You're like, oh, that was tiny, but I think that's still like one of the biggest high school national meets ever. And then it wasn't long ago, like even raw nationals, like in 2014, something like that was like 400 lifters. So it's a huge meet. Like, and if you think about as a meet director running a 791 lifter meet, that changes their perspective a little bit. Like, oh shit, that's huge. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
For sure. Wow.
And so some of the cool stuff that, so USA Powerlifting, I think has started to figure out social media. They had posts every day, like as the meet was happening, of like the winners with pictures of them. And then they have like the top five names for each weight class. So I thought that was really cool. And hopefully that continues. It's a really, really neat way to kind of showcase the top, you know, the people that earned a podium spot. I think it's really neat. So kudos to that. So speaking of large meets, collegiates is this coming weekend. It starts on Thursday and it's a 4-day meet, 4 platforms, 3 sessions each day. Except for Sunday, only has 2 sessions. 1,244 lifters are registered.
Wow.
So that'll be a big one. It's at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta, down by the airport. So,
wow, that's going to be big and loud.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm listed as an alternate for refereeing. So I'm not sure if I'll be, because my schedule was so crazy. I didn't have a chance to like know my availability ahead of time. So I just sent an email to the technical secretaries a couple of days ago and said, hey, I'm available these times if you need anybody last minute. And that many moving parts, I assume that there'll be some people that drop out, but I also assume that there's already some people in place as reserves. So I don't know if I'll be there reffing or not, but I'm definitely going to take Emma down to check it out. Let her experience collegiates. Be like, this would be you in about 18 years, 17 years.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe 16 years. Maybe she's a genius.
Could be.
Probably is.
I mean, the genes.
Yeah. So of those 1,244, we have one lifter competing. Jacob Blevins is lifting on Sunday. So
awesome.
He's the lone representative of Team Roar lifting at Collegiate Nationals. So that'll be cool. And then also that weekend on Saturday, Cindy is lifting at the Wisconsin State Meetup in Wisconsin. So mention that too.
All right, cool.
Are you going to collegiates?
No, not.
Yeah.
That's like a 2-hour drive for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. But it's a 2-hour flight for some people.
Lame. It's true.
Yeah. It's all right. I forgive you. Yeah. I figured I'll mention some of the Pro Series updates. Oh, excuse me. I'm a little tired as we sit here, but not that these are boring updates. I'm just tired. So the leaderboards have been updated on the Pro Series website for 2024 so far. So if you go to pro.usapowerlifting.com, you can check those out. One thing I realized that I don't know that we talked about yet, but I wanted to mention it, is the scoring system has changed. So it used to be you were competing against everybody in the meet by dots, and then you'd be assigned like points based on your placing. But now it's just straight up dots. So instead of scoring two meets together for your total on your leaderboard. It's literally whichever meet you do in the pro series, you can do them all, but whichever one has the highest, you do have the highest dots at, that's the dots that you use on your, on the leaderboard. So in a sense, you can just do, you know, go all out at one meet and use that as your meet. And it makes it a lot more simple to understand for one, cause there's not points mm-hmm. associated with your dots. It's literally just straight up dots. So it will be the best overall lifters that make it, not the people that played the game the best, that make mm-hmm. it to the finals. So there's good and bad. As a coach, the playing the game part was fun, but I mean, it's still, you're playing the game to get the best dots now. So, so open lifters are using straight up dots and the masters lifters are using age dots. And this was a question that actually came to me a few times too. Age dots is, your dot score multiplied by your age coefficient. And that age coefficient can be found on the Pro Series website as well in the FAQ section. So it's not your dots coefficient added to your dot score. It's your age coefficient times your dot score. So, you know, the older you are, the bigger bump you get with the coefficient. So
gotcha.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. Also, USA Powerlifting put a social media post out, I think, end of March, detailing the prize money for the 2024 finals, which is awesome as well, because I think a lot of people were thinking that the Pro Series was done, or it wasn't going to happen anymore, because traditionally the prize money has been announced like the week of the meet, or not even announced, before the finals. And everybody's just like, we don't even know what we're competing for. Well, the money's out there for next year now. So everybody knows what the money's going to be at the pro finals in 2024. So it's pretty good. The cool new part to it, they're giving bonuses to open American records and open world records. So if you break an open American record at the pro finals, it's a $250 bonus. And if you break a open world record at the finals, it's a $500 bonus.
Oh, how cool.
So that's in addition to the prize money for placing overall by dots.
And is that true for open lifters?
It's
For open. As well, and masters.
No, it's open lifters.
Open lifters only.
Open records, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Sorry, I filter everything through a master's brain.
Yeah. Clearly.
Leave that alone.
That's pretty much all I have. I don't have anything else.
Okay. So we have a new lifter tip, and the new lifter tip is, if you have a coach and they tell you a cue that you don't understand, ask, which might seem, I don't know, obvious, but I don't know, sometimes, especially when a coach is saying something, you're like, okay. And not, maybe don't realize what it is that they're saying. Because, you know, things like get tight, you know, like, okay, what does get tight mean?
Yeah.
You know, that would be something to really focus on. Because if they're telling you a cue and you're like, I don't know what you mean, that's not going to be effective as a cue.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the cue. That should be the point. Some people, I think some people just say random shit. to sound smart without really meaning anything, but the true meaning of a cue word or a cue that you yell or whatever is to get a specific response from the athlete at that specific point in time. So if they don't know what it means, and I'm guilty of this, like, I guess the opposite end on the coach side, like giving a cue and not following up to make sure the person knows what it means. And this, so in some of the coaching courses that I run for USA Powerlifting, I usually use this example. I won't say the person's name, but it's not you. you're thinking like, is this going to be,
it's going to be me. Damn it.
I had a lifter that I was coaching, a high level lifter. She was squatting and, you know, at the very bottom of the squat, she was losing tension on her belt. So I thought I was being very specific by saying, push harder on your belt at the bottom. That was my cue, like push hard on the, so when I say push on your belt or push, that means push harder on the belt at the bottom, like kind of summary. Like I was very clear, like this abbreviation means this bigger cue. So I think, oh man, I'm a genius. I'm just going to use this cue, fix this problem. So at the bottom, she's losing pressure and getting a little bit bent over. So I'm like, push harder on the belt at the bottom, and we did this for, and this is kind of my own stupid thing. Like I should have picked up on it sooner that it wasn't clicking. Because this went on for, probably a couple months. And then one day she's squatting and, she loses pressure. So I'm like, push harder on your belt. And she racks it and just starts like crying, like bawling. Like, I don't understand what that means. Like, you never explained, like, you never told me what you mean or what I'm supposed to do when you say push on your belt. Like, she's like, starts pushing with her fingers on the belt. Like, I'm pushing on the belt. Does that, like, is that what you want? I'm like, and it just like, that's where it just kind of clicked. Like, you gotta, like, you might have a very elite level lifter you're working with, but like, if they don't understand what you're saying, then it's not doing any good. So I try to, I'm not always perfect at it, but I try to follow up and, ask, okay, what is, when I say this, what are you focusing on? What are you trying to do? Show me, when they're not under the bar.
Right.
But I think that's, so yeah, so I think that's a, that tips right on because, people are afraid to, in some cases, people are embarrassed that they don't know what that means, especially if they hear it all the time. Like, well, everybody must know what it means. I'm too embarrassed to say I don't know what it means. Well, it's not the case. Like, a lot of people don't know. And
Yeah, especially if you train in a group and, people are just talking about pushing their belt or whatever it is, right? You'd be like, well, everybody else knows what this is. It's just me, so I won't ask. I remember being told about, flights and sessions, and I was like, I have no idea what you mean by I'm in flight A, session two. I don't know what that means. And I don't think I asked right away. I was just like, oh, I'll just follow everyone else.
And hope you figure it out. That way you don't have
Right.
to admit you didn't know, right?
Exactly.
In the
And that's
meantime, that 20-second question follow up and answer could have answered all that.
right. Yeah. And probably taking mental energy off feeling like, oh, there's something that's going on that I don't know. So yeah. But yeah, asking's hard. It's an
Yeah, it's
ego
hard,
thing.
but yeah, and but I can't stress enough like how important that is because, look at it on the other side. Like that was, we'll say 2 months of not wasted time because we still trained, but like that was an opportunity to get better and really correct some things. And I thought it was just on the lifter to just do it because I told him what to do. But if they didn't even understand what I was trying to get them to do, that's, you can argue that's an error on both ends, I guess, coach and lifter. But I just, my suggestion is as a lifter, if you don't know, just ask because, it's not that you're an idiot and don't know. It's not that you're the only one that doesn't know. It's probably not the case. Like, it could be the most simple cue, but if you don't understand it, either you need a different cue or it just needs to be explained. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm sure your coach would much rather you ask. That way, they're actually getting out of you what they're trying to get out of you.
Exactly. All right, Joshua. Well, that's all we've got for this week.
All right, we took a month off and had like our record speed podcast when we come
Yeah,
back. I
well,
get, I,
welcome
I get,
back.
I guess we haven't been talking about anything important after all.
I got two new cats. That's the only important thing in my life right there.
Slow clap. That's cool. Oh, here's a random story. And I don't know if this is true or not, but we'll assume it is because somebody told me it was. We were in Hawaii for vacation last couple weeks. That's part of why we didn't have the podcast. But randomness is there's chickens everywhere on the island.
Oh, yeah.
Chickens, baby chickens running around like crazy. And I didn't know. I mean, it was really weird. And I actually talked to a guy yesterday, and mentioned that. And then he's like, well, you know why that is, right? I'm like, no, I have no idea. Do you know why it is?
I've heard that it's because of hurricanes that they got loose and started breeding, and now there's feral chickens.
Yes, that's what he told me. So I guess everybody knows except me.
The same thing has happened on Key West. If you go to Key West, you'll find random chickens wandering around all over the city, if it's a city.
It was weird, but I guess that makes sense.
Sorry. Yeah, everyone knew except for you, Josh.
Yeah.
But, you know, you should have just asked.
I should have just asked. You're right, and I didn't ask until like yesterday. So
until you were back from Hawaii and
yeah,
like just happened to be randomly thinking about it.
Yeah. Follow my own advice, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh?
Or ask chatbot GPT if anything you're not
yeah.
certain of.
That's what I should have done.
It's my go-to.
Yeah, mine too. Sometimes it gives you wrong answers, though, I have found.
Yes,
most
you did. It,
most
it can,
like times
sure.
when it's like a complex answer, it's usually pretty good. But if it's like something really simple, like overly simple, sometimes it's wrong and it's weird.
Yeah,
And,
sometimes it takes things literally. Like
yeah.
I asked it about Rick James. Was Rick James convicted of kidnapping? I know.
Okay, I need more information about this.
It was just a random thought I had. We were listening to a Rick James song, and I was like, hey, did Rick James get in trouble for kidnapping a woman or something like that? So I asked it, was Rick James, you know, convicted of kidnapping? And it said, no. And I was like, oh, well, wasn't there a incident with him and keeping a woman in captivity? And they're like, yes. I'm like, well, wasn't he convicted for that? Yes. I'm like, well, wasn't he convicted for killing, for kidnapping? And it was like, no, he got convicted of imprisonment, not kidnapping. I'm like, okay, you're being literal.
Yeah, dummy. Imprisonment. Not. Yeah,
yeah.
That's frustrating because I think that needs to be, that's probably like the next of evolution, next round of evolution of AI is like not being literal, like being
able
not
to being
like,
quite so literal.
Yeah, because it's not literally the same thing, I guess, but it's, yeah. You know what I meant, GPT.
Yeah, come on, GPT. Dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's frustrating that you got to go like round and round to get to the to the same thing. But
yeah, well, and there was one time I asked it, tell me the population density by state and rank them in order and show the population density next to each state. So it starts spitting out this table. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. But then it keeps omitting certain states. And then I'd point out, hey, you skipped Rhode Island and Alaska or something. And it would say, oh, I'm sorry. Here's a new table. And it would still do the same mistake.
That's
So it
weird.
was, it does weird things sometimes. So you can't, you cannot take anything that it says is gospel, except for why chickens are, you know, loose on Hawaii.
Right. Loose in Hawaii. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Anyway, that's all we've got this week.
Cool. All right. Well, good talk. See you next week, maybe two in a row in April.
Ooh, could happen.
Could happen. All right. We'll see.
All right.
We won't put the chicken before the egg.
Exactly. We're not going to commit because that's a little too much.
Yeah.
See you next time. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right.
Later.
Bye now.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode of the Powerlifting and Power Ballads podcast, please remember to subscribe and share it with your friends.